Let us waste no further time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. Already the door is open to whosoever will bring may enter. That's from The Science of Mind. Sometimes when things are going bad, there seems to be nowhere and no one to turn to. Each of us had a discouraging relationship, a daunting work-related task, or an economic problem, and there can be times the door to life seems closed against us. Do not chide yourself with the thought, "My consciousness must not be what it should be," or what have I been thinking?" When we are handed life experiences, always think of those words, "Knock, and the door will be opened." When we remember those holy words, we only have to picture in our minds the door opening before us. As we look for the good, as we realize that God wants only goodness for us, we remember the truth of our being. The truth is that all answers lie in the God within each one of us. There is always a way. The door is always open. And our way is to make clear spirit is our strength and our refuge. Nothing is invisible to God, who is our creator and our source. And the affirmation, today I knock, and the door is opened. I walk through it and expect and receive my good.
Well, at 6:45 tonight, the sun will go into Taurus, so you could rephrase what David just wrote as knock and then kick in the door. That's the Aries approach. And that's precisely what this chapter is about. Gail kind of opened it up. She gave a beautiful summary of what we talked about before. And today I'm going to dwell on some of the nuggets in this chapter, which is, every time I read it, this chapter, How to Use It, which is chapter 4 in the Science of Mind textbook, I was blown away by the power of his words. I mean, it's a real kick. So he starts out the chapter by saying, one of the great difficulties in the new order of thought is that we're likely to indulge in too much theory and too little practice. As a matter of fact, we can only know as much as we can prove by actual demonstration. That which we cannot prove may or may not be true, but that which we can prove certainly must be and is the truth. Before I forget, do you have some cards for me, Connie?
Yeah, the bottom.
Great. I'm going to have a present for everybody. Okay, I got it. I'm going to be handing out some affirmations for all of you at the end of my talk. And Holmes goes on after that opening paragraph to say that he acknowledges it's a little harder to prove metaphysics because the results are physical, but it seems so intangible. It's really hard to grasp. And I think that may have been true maybe back when he wrote this in the 20s, but I think that today there are more and more people that are writing about metaphysics, that are writing about the power of the mind to create and how thought is creative, that I'm not so sure it's as true today. But it nonetheless, it's really good to remind ourselves that that the law is always in motion. It's always flowing through us. It's always manifesting for us. And it's up to us to deliberately use it as opposed to allow it to happen. And Holmes says that you should be able to take a look at any wrong condition with the knowledge that you can do something about it simply by looking at it differently. And I think that right now over the past few years, we've had things like a war, and you know, you hear a lot in the news about economic conditions. It provides a really good opportunity for us to look at those conditions in a different way. You could, I mean, there are ways you can look differently at the war. Certainly, it has raised an awareness of where America stands relative to other countries in the world. It's helped shift our relationship with other countries in the world. It's brought about conditions that have brought us a president who's definitely bringing about a lot of change in this country. And also, the economic conditions that we are going through right now, for many, provide opportunity. You don't hear about it, but my former husband used to say all the time that in a down market, there's always people that are going against the market. They're selling against the market, and they're making a bundle. And so there's always possibilities, no matter where we look. And so the more that we look at the law and use it, the law being, you know, that whatever you think in your mind, you begin to create, it's always working for us. And the more we use it deliberately through prayer, we will, it will respond to us. And I have a little story about that. Yesterday was my birthday, and being in Aries, I decided that it was going to be a perfect day no matter what the appearance. And so I played that game all day long, and the weather was beautiful. I mean, everything was really beautiful. I went over to a friend of mine in southern Silver Spring to meditate with a group, and when I came out, I discovered that my car had been towed. And I decided that even this could be a gift, and so I just said to the universe, it's not up to me. You figure out how to make this work. Well, I got a ride up to Rockville, where the car was, and I was still blissed out from my meditation, and so I left a lot of purple energy in the room where the gentlemen were taking money, and so I got my car back, and I said, well, make the money okay too. And when I got home, I had a note from the guy whom I'd visited and said that he felt really terrible about this and wanted to pay half the towing bill, which made it rather reasonable. And so, you know, it was, I just felt like the whole thing was a gift. I ended up spending a lot of time with some people that I didn't know very well, that I've been meditating with for nearly a year, and I got to know them a lot better. I could now call them friends. And so all these gifts came to me, but it was mostly, I think, my frame of mind. You know, I kept saying, bring on the good stuff. And so it happened. And my, all is well with my cars in addition. And I think really the trick of it is to strengthen our faith, is to believe that when you create something in your mind or with a treatment, the words out of your mouth, the stories you tell, that you're creating. And you get to see proof of this over the years. I've seen a lot of that in this study group. Some of us, Kate and David and Connie and Bethany too, and Gail and myself, we've been here since 2002, and I've got a record of all the treatment requests that we made over the past few years. And you wouldn't believe some of the changes we've made in our lives. I you know, I remember I read one this morning about your mother's peaceful transition. Yeah. And the wonderful, the ease with which Gail has moved through different situations in her life. It's amazing. And David as well. I mean, you've gotten business success. You've got interesting work. And Kate, I mean, you're amazing. You've been treating for good health, and you've had nothing but great health. I mean, look at you now. You know, you're glowing. And it's amazing, but it's all a matter of where you put your mind and where you're thinking. And I guess if we had all written, you know, treatment requests saying, you know, woe is me, I can't pay my mortgage, we'd be in a very different place today. But we're not there now. We're looking at the way we want to see life, and that's the trick of the how to use it in the science of mind, is that we go out and we use it and we focus it and we keep doing it and we tell stories about our lives that are miraculous, and life keeps getting better. And when we get our cars towed, it's okay. It's okay. So I believe that there is no such thing as a limitation in life. It's simply what's in our mind about a given situation. And, you know, we frequently run into people that have tales of woe to tell us, and that doesn't have to put us in their place. You know, we can simply continue to see them in a good place, in a place where they're happy, a place where they're growing, where they're prosperous, and where life really flows for them. And so I decided to put this in, as I was preparing for this talk, I decided to put this to the test, because if I can't live it, why should I talk it? And so I decided I would refinance my house, and I was going to get a really good rate below 5%. And so the first thing I did, which probably may have been a mistake, but I did it anyhow, I went out and looked at the houses up for sale in my neighborhood. And in my neighborhood, we have a lot of people that are, a lot of people living in some of these houses, and it appeared that some of them had been evicted because they were children's toys. And I was pretty depressed after doing that. I was thinking, you know, there is no way my house is going to appraise at a high enough level that I'm going to be able to refinance my house, even though I have a fair amount of equity in it. But by working with PETA, I understood that for a lot of these people, eviction was a way to feeling better, because they no longer had the pressure of being unable to meet a mortgage payment. It was done. They were free. They were set free. And so I just kept working that in my mind. I made my application. The appraisal came through at exactly where I wanted it, and all was well. I settled last Monday. And oh, by the way, it was to the day exactly 3 years after I moved in, after I bought the house. And so the whole thing turned out to be a miracle. But what it did was it was a reminder that it's the work that we do in our heads that's so important, that using this as opposed to just knowing the theory is as important as anything else that we know in life. And that's why we keep coming here, because we keep reminding ourselves. And maybe we put out the same message a lot, but every time you hear the message, it comes in at a different level. And I really believe that when you treat in general for right action, when you know that the right thing is going to happen in your life, it does. And your job is to relax and let it happen, because it may not feel real good when it's happening. For instance, my looking at the houses where the people had been evicted, that didn't feel really comfortable at the time. But it was a good way for me to look at the situation as actually being the best possible thing for those people at the time, not that I know them, but it gave me an opportunity to know that the right thing was happening in all occurrences, and that as I was refinancing my house, that it was all going to turn out okay, even if I wasn't able to refinance. Holmes talks about there being a process in healing, but there is no process of healing. And so, for instance, if I have a situation like I'm ill or something like that, it's not that I need a healing. I could go to the doctor, I could maybe get some medication, but the truth is I need to keep working my mind to know that all is perfect, that every cell in my body, there's a part of it that knows the divine essence, and that flows through my blood, that flows through all my lymphatic system, and that it's simply a matter of allowing that to be. And so it's a process in healing. It's changing my mind. It's cleansing my thinking. It's knowing the perfection of all that there is. And it may take a while for me to see that, but that's the process in the healing process. And it's to know the truth. It's not to see the physical manifestation. It's simply to know that truth in any given situation. And in this study group this year, we're about to take a break from working directly in the Science of Mind textbook, and we're going to be giving you the tools that you need. When I talk about treatment, which is our form of prayer, and the next meeting, we're going to give you an introduction to what prayer is, and then we're going to go through each of the steps of prayer. And if you were taking a foundations class, you'd be getting that as well, but we're going to derail from the book a little bit, and I guess you're taking foundations, huh? Okay. And are you taking? All right. How many times is that for you, Kate?
I don't know.
20?
55,000. We have
10
students. Wow.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
So it's these tools that we use on a daily basis that help us in that process of knowing the truth, of reminding ourselves, and they're good anchors from which to live. When life gets a little hectic around us, when we sometimes lose sight, we can sit back and breathe and remember that out there, there's the truth within us. And so expect the next time that you're here, you're going to hear an awesome introduction to the subject of the religious science prayer, and it'll be a refresher for all of us, it looks like, but it's well worth hearing again because I always learn something new. And I wanted to remind everybody, because yesterday being my birthday, I realized, you know, I have a certain amount of things that are, they're due me. They're my birthrights. And that's kind of, you know, a demanding way to put it, but I realized that things such as peace, harmony, prosperity, and love, those are my birthrights. And those are inherent within each cell of my body. There isn't a part of me that isn't entitled to knowing that at all times. And those are my birthrights. In any moment of stress, those are my birthrights. And I don't have to live in a place where I'm feeling like there's no hope, because it's all within me as a divine being. That essence flows through me at all times. And it's simply a matter of remembering that and using the tools. And so what I wanted to do in closing, because I know that it's helpful sometimes to have something that you can look at. Connie made up this beautiful card here, and I'll pass it out first before I read it through. It's beautiful, Connie.
It is beautiful.
It is.
This is called The Shining Path, and it's one of the short meditations at the back of the Science of Mind textbook. And these little meditations are really great to wrap your mind around on a daily basis. This says, the pathway of life shines before me unto the perfect day. That was yesterday for me, my perfect day. I walk the pathway of the soul to the gate of good. I enter into the fulfillment of my desires. Nothing needs to be added to, and nothing can be taken from the all good, which is forever expressing itself in me. Daily shall I receive its great blessings, and my soul shall rejoice forevermore. I am now entered into my good. And that's your birthright.
Cool.
Hey, I made up for lost time.